Moving on down the agenda, approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 460400 through 460472, warrant 7460. Excuse me, one journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of a previous meeting minutes, and I have executive session minutes for August 26, 2020.
Move to approve executive session minutes for August 26, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
On the minutes is all we approved, the executive, is that right?
Yeah.
We didn't have.
Yeah.
Regular session minutes will be applied to us today.
Venice on the Lake Phase 2 Project Construction Phase Funding Agreement.
Morning.
Good morning.
Taney County Regional Sewer District is requesting approval of the above referenced funding agreement. As stated, that's for the Venice on the Lake Phase 2 Project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $1,750,000. If approved, this funding agreement will provide funding to begin construction of the Phase 2 portion of the Venice on the Lake project, sewer project, sanitary sewer project. Once completed, this project will provide public sewer service for 61 homes and 35 lots located in the project area. And there were 30 to 35, correct me, Brad, if I'm wrong, other lots that were part of this phase, but we were able to, by a change order, because we had some septic tank issues in that area, get those change ordered into phase one.
So, that's correct.
Yeah. This funding will also provide for final work necessary to prepare the phase three portion of the project for the bidding process. The district is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until December 31st, 2022. The district's Board of Trustees approved the funding agreement on August 18, 2020. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission, who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. This request meets the criteria necessary for approval under the sewer sales tax guidelines. And I believe your bid came in at $1.194 million, so
it did.
The remaining portion of this will be for engineering. And
that's correct. Yeah, we bid this out here a few weeks ago and received a really good bid at $1.194 million for the phase two. And the funding agreement, the amount, the $1.75 million, consists of that construction cost, a 10% contingency, construction, administration, oversight, and inspection, and then the phase three design and bidding, just readying that phase three for bidding in the future, and some legal and acquisition costs. So that's how we come up with the 1.75. very pleased with the bids that we got. We just completed our phase one, which brought on around 150 customers.
Have they all come? How many are out there available?
Total for our project?
For phase one?
150.
And so they all hooked up?
We had one that we're still working with.
And did they have to pay to hook up, or did that include?
No, we've...
You waived that?
Yes,
time?
We waived all the connection fees up front, and the board approved a timeline of 1 year after substantial completion for those people that want to connect that maybe had a vacant lot or something like that. So we'll waive that connection fee for them for a year.
How much was phase one? I forget.
It was about $6 million, somewhere around $6 million. We actually came in quite a bit under estimate on that one as well.
And then what? How long have they been hooked into the system now?
Since the beginning of the year. we started making connections probably, I want to say it was March time frame, spring.
Did you guys get a deal done with, was it American Water, that if they don't pay their sewer bill?
Yes, we have a water shutoff agreement with actually Liberty Utilities as the water provider there.
Have you had any issues with that yet?
No, no, we have history with them too. We've had.
No, I'm talking about with anybody having for water shutoff.
No, not in Venice that I'm aware of. There will be, I'm sure.
Isn't the normal policy of the sewer that you waive the hookup fee in the beginning?
Yes.
I knew when we hooked up.
Yeah, up front we always do. I did ask the board to give a specific timeline after the project's complete, because there's always people when we deal with it, we're dealing with it currently. We go through and there's a vacant lot there. They now can build something there. So we asked the board and they approved a year waiver of connection fee there. So there'll be several people take advantage of that. We've already had several inquire.
Well, I'm still against spending $40,000 per lot, and in this case, on the second phase, $28,688 per lot per home to hook into the sewer. So, but you got your votes last time.
It's environmentally.
We could have put new septic systems in. We've already had this discussion.
No, you could not have put new septic.
We could have come up with something. I don't know that those avenues were ever fully looked at. I wasn't satisfied that they were fully looked at. So,
whenever you have a septic tank system, you've always got the individual maintenance of it then.
I understand that, but $40,000 will go a long ways.
The problem with those lots were they're not conducive for a septic system at all.
Then maybe those lots shouldn't be buildable. Mm-hmm. I think there's better ways to spend the money. I think we're going to end up having around $14 million or $12 million or something over there. So. But again, I don't know that all avenues, I am not satisfied that all avenues were truly vetted and looked at with new technology or anything else coming out to help with those the environmental issues that we have. So. But anyways, you guys are more than welcome to carry on.
I will say that we ran into septic systems that most all of them were failing.
I don't disagree.
People had 55-gallon drums. People had wooden septic tanks. People had metal tanks that were rotted out of the ground.
I don't disagree with any of that. I'm saying that for $40,000 per lot, surely there was a better plan or a better alternative to just putting in a massive sewer system. I am not convinced that it wasn't fully vetted to find out if there's other options available.
I am convinced.
And I appreciate that.
I'm a professional engineer. We hire professional engineers. We spent years studying that area, and I'm very, very confident that this was the best solution.
Okay. And I'm not. So I'm the one that gets to vote on it.
Sure.
Well, when we have done sewer systems in the past, you look at what the condition was, say, on Acacia Club Road, and you can look at it now, and it was in a similar situation.
It was not anywhere near in a similar situation. The population density is completely different. The only thing similar was it was on the lake.
I'm talking about the condition that we went into, what was happening in the whole system and everything. And we went in and we did what we told the people we'd do with the sales tax money. We do it to protect the groundwater, the lake system, and to serve the people. And to say that lots or anything over on this side of the area
that is not medicine.
Pardon?
I didn't say this side of the area. I said
the Venice on the lake area that perhaps they shouldn't be built on. Those people need a place to live just like everyone else does.
And I don't disagree with that. The problem is when you spend that kind of money, you have to take an approach of what the value is and what it will be worth. Are any of those lots worth $40,000 now? My guesstimate is no. So we've just put good money at something other than the environment. But again, I am not thoroughly convinced that there's not other ways that we could have taken care of the environment and yet been better have a better fiduciary duty to the dollars of the, to the taxpayers' dollars. So,
well,
but if you guys are convinced, then that is fine. You can say that with your vote. But to compare it to any other area that we already put sewer in is not a, that's apples to oranges. It's not even a comparable.
What I'm saying is the reason we put the sewer in is to protect the environment, to protect the land. Now, you're talking about dollars, just the money if it takes. We knew the people when they voted it in many years ago, the engineers that have looked at it, and you've had, you said you've always felt this way. Then in 8 years, have you found any solution beyond this? Or how many years that you've had looking at it? Or even in the last year? Is there a better solution?
You guys voted for it. I voted against it. So there's no reason to look at another because it wouldn't be...
That phase two and three would be coming up.
As I've just been told, I'm not an engineer, so I'm not qualified.
You have an opinion.
I was just informed of that. So if you guys would like to carry on, you are more than welcome to.
Okay. For the record, that's not what I said. I didn't say you weren't qualified.
You implied that your qualifications were better than mine.
We've studied it for years.
I understand.
And we have the qualifications to study it, and this, in our opinion, is the best alternative.
Okay.
And that said, that's the reason we hire an engineer. Anything we do is to, because we respect them. Okay, everything considered and said, I will make a motion to approve Venice on the Lake Phase 2 project construction phase funding agreement with Taney County in the amount, the dollar amount of $1,750,000. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's my motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries.
I will say this after talking to multiple of the original sewer board members. The reason it's never happened till now is because the original intent was not to do that, that project, from my understanding of talking to past board members from the sewer district. So, for whatever that's worth. May have been what it was campaigned on, said, hey, we're going to help the environment, we're going to do this, but there was no intent to ever do that one.
I would hate to think that they lied to the people in that fashion.
I don't think they lied about that one specifically. I'm just saying that it never got passed and it was never presented.
I would say environmentally it was looked at as one of the top areas, but financially, you look at the area, economically disadvantaged as it is, it didn't look like it was going to. There was concern about bill paying, different things like that, so we went on to Poverty Point, we went on to some of these other areas, but environmentally, it's always one of the areas looked at.
It's a huge environmental issue.
I have septic tank complaints down here and stuff. You know, I go down there and on a 100 by 75-foot lot, there's nowhere to repair it, so in that aspect, I'm glad we're going to get it, finally getting it off public sewer, and I wish we could go further north. Because I have some pretty bad situations up there too, but there's always the economics of it. It was always discussed.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Bid recommendations for disposable face masks, number 202008-453.
RFB 202008-453, disposable face masks under 1,000 or more. We received 87 bids. So to say it took a little while to go through those,